I joined the committee in 2016. It was on the agenda, and indeed, unfortunately, it still is on the agenda. One of the meetings, one of the early meetings I went to, was down to Louth, where this would have been a problem, and still is a problem, unfortunately. The dogs don't recognise the border, you know, and I pointed out that to the minister, indeed, at the time. It is a huge issue. So what I suggested at the time, and it was definitely said, that there has to be cross-border coordination between all parties involved. The single national database that we were talking about setting up, firstly get it set up for the Republic of Ireland, but definitely get it involved on a northern basis as well. The microchipping of the dogs and them linked to the responsible owner. All of these things put in place and connections with the microchipping and everything, John, and I've said it several times on the programme, and it'd take cross-border cooperation as well, is enforcement.
Say, for instance, a dog comes across from Fermanagh, goes into Donegal or Leitrim and commits an offence like that, or indeed vice versa, can the PSNI or the Gardaí or dog wardens or anybody try and prosecute the owner of the dog?
Unfortunately, it'd be very difficult. I don't think so. And to be brutally honest, I don't think so. If the dog comes across the border and you get him, there's only one way to deal with him.